Well, hello, my beautiful, stunning, amazing, gorgeous people. OMG, we have so much to talk about. First of all, fucking hi. Hi. I feel like I haven't talked to you forever. As you know, we're in my car. This baby has been through the works the past couple of days. And I just need to catch you guys up, because this shit's been crazy. I haven't been able to breathe. I sleep rarely, and for very short periods of time, and I am loving my life more than I've loved it in a hot second, and I need to tell you guys all about it, because, duh, y'all are like my best friends. Neither here nor there, let's chat about general, like, everything. Like, I don't even really know where to start. Like, I'm stumbling right now. However, I realized today that I heavily identify with Emma Chamberlain. That girl, like, we all love her relatability. That's why she became who she is. But Emma Chamberlain and my podcast style are very similar. Like, I was listening to her podcast, and I was like, she does the same shit that I've been trying to do with my podcast, and that's just being genuinely super fucking authentic. Like, she speaks her mind. She doesn't let anything really fuck her up. Like, she's just like, you know what? Yeah, I do feel self-conscious. Yeah, I do feel like absolute shit right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I respect that. Heavily, you know? Also, we might have to low-key sneak out of my parking garage because, ooh, God is good. Yesterday I came in, and, like, my parking garage is, like, you have to pass in and pass out, and if you, like, miss one of them, then it says that you're already inside or outside of the building. So I was like, fuck, whenever I came in, the little arm was already up, and I don't think it registered the fact that I was passed, like, I needed to pass in. So I was like, fuck, it's gonna straight up not let me out of this apartment. And getting out of this apartment complex whenever the arms are, like, down and you can't get up, like, your parking pass won't work, is a fucking nightmare, especially on the weekends, because, like, the people that run the parking garage aren't there, so you have to go and find a security guard, which, like, whatever, find the security guard, it's not that fucking deep, Josephine, but you have to get out of your car whenever you're already in a little lane because you realize that you can't get through, and the security guard sometimes isn't there, sometimes they're on parole, sometimes they're on a break, they're always not fucking there for the most part, so it's really difficult to, like, find everybody, and then it's like, you gotta go and, whoa, you need to turn your lights on, bucko, because I almost ran right into you. My little motorcycle was asking to not make it to the next stop. Why are you moving so slow? I hate driving behind people in Los Angeles, California. Like, I swear to God, nobody knows how to drive. Like, how does nobody know how to drive? You literally are driving around thousands of people, and you don't know how to fucking do it. Like, explain. Explain. Anyways. Fun fact. My ADHD has really kicked in. I've had a Red Bull, if you can't tell. So there is this, like, wholesale place down the street from my office. And I love them so dearly. They make me so happy inside. I know the owner, and he's a gym and a half. His name is Cowboy. I didn't know who he was until I watched a documentary recently, and I was like, oh, I know that guy. So that was funny. But neither here nor there, he's a gym and a half. Adore him. He doesn't remember my name worth shit. I've introduced myself, like, four different times to him. He has no clue what my name is. He just keeps, like, he knows who I am. However, he can't remember my name. And honestly, I can't blame him, because I can't remember anybody's name either. I ask people's names on purpose. Like, literally, I'm a name drop! Holy shit, guys! Pause! I'm a name drop! Logan, he was on FaceTime with me today, and he noticed, he was like, you were on a, like, let me ask everybody's name kick. I'm like, the thing is, I'm always asking everybody's name. I just am always nervous to, like, forget it. Like, it really does freak me the fuck out. Like, I don't want to forget somebody's name. And he was like, yeah, but, like, asking everybody's name, you're going to forget people's names. I'm like, yes, but I want people to see me as a very personable person, and the only way to do that is to ask their name and get to know them. So whenever somebody, like, my nail techs, today I went and got my nails done. I haven't gotten them done in about a month. And I was just, like, so sick and tired of my hands. They looked atrocious. I didn't like how my nails were coming out anymore. Like, I'm good for a quick press-on fix. Like, I'm all for it. But you lost me after the fact. Somebody's going to pull my ass over because this man has a fucking modded out whatever this is. Like, this is like a Corolla. Like, why are you modded? Anyways, neither here nor there. I went and got my nails done because, like, press-ons work for a second. And, like, if I'm running to Soho House and I just need to, like, not look like a fucking hot mess, then I'm going to toss on some press-ons. And we're going to call it a win. However, I don't like how they look. Like, they look good for a few days, and then they just start to look cheap. Like, they just don't look good. And so I have a tendency to get my nails done professionally. And whenever I do get them done professionally, they usually last, like, 3 weeks. So it's like a monthly expense almost, which I'm willing to do. Because, like, if I spend $250 on my nails and toes, cool, that's a monthly expense. And then I spend, you know, $70 on my lashes every few weeks, that's another monthly expense. So I'm just, like, racking in some, like, monthly expenses rather than, like, weekly or biweekly expenses. So I call it a win. Because since I spend $250 on my nails and my feet, it's not near as expensive, and I don't have to get them done near as frequently, so it kind of helps me out. Neither here nor there, I went and got them professionally done because I was like, I'm so sick of my half-assed gel X that I do myself at home not working, because, like, I cannot give myself a fucking manicure to save my life. Why'd you slam on your brakes, you dumbass? Anyways, I cannot give myself a fucking manicure to save my life. Like, it's not for the fact that I don't fucking try. It's for the fact that it's really hard to give yourself a manicure. Like, that shit's difficult, and I can't do it. And I'm willing to admit my fault. So, I'm unable to get myself a manicure, so instead I'm just like, fuck it, I will go and get it done professionally. At least I know I'll have a good manicure, a good set of hands moving into the week. And I have always had, I've tied my self-worth to my nails. And, you know, I know that's a terrible thing, and it's just another part of the patriarchy, but I can't help it. I love when my nails are done. I'm such a girly pop sometimes, and I'm like, you know what? I want to have pretty little fingers. I want to have pretty little toes. I want to have pretty little hair. I want to have pretty little things. Like, I'm sorry, I can't help it. I am a girly pop. And so, that being said, I was, like, getting my nails done, having a time, and I asked my nail tech, I was like, hi, what's your name? And she told me her name. Her name was Kim. I was excited because I remember. Her name was Kim. That man is about to sideswipe him. That's funny. Anyways, her name is Kim. She's a gym and a half. She did a great job on my nails. We have a little French tip short coffin going. Love to see it. Haven't had a style like this in a minute, but I feel like a fucking badass again. And, you know, we are we're moving into a great week. And I'm so excited to tell you guys this news because I haven't been able to say anything the past couple of weeks as I've been growing in regular exposure. And very, very close friends are the only ones that I've known about, like, just me and my process of growing in regular exposure. And so I have some exciting news. Josephine has officially gotten a fucking promotion, OMG. So anybody that knows me knows that I started at a regular exposure as a coordinator of marketing operations. And this has just been, like, a little moment, you know what I mean? Like, I've been kind of vibing out. The goal was to next get the promotion to director of marketing. And so I have been really pushing for this role. I've been really pushing myself in general. My goal has always been to just continue to make this company better in any way I can. And so now I officially, as of Friday, signed the documents to become the director of marketing at a regular exposure, a multi-million dollar black-owned fashion brand. And I tell you, I'm so fucking happy. Why are you on my ass? You want to get off my ass? I would thoroughly appreciate it. I don't even know what fucking challenger. It's a challenger. Challengers are pains in the ass. You know how rude they are? Like, every single one of them. I haven't met a nice person that drives a challenger. Neither here nor there. I got this promotion, and I am one to always celebrate. You won't catch me not celebrating. I feel that it's unnecessary, that it's stupid. There was a girl that... You know what? Throw your modded out challenger. I fucking knew it! I knew it. Neither here nor there. This... I was at that event a few weeks ago, and I didn't like what this one girl said, where she's like, you know, sometimes you do makeup for the Oscars, but the next day is just another day. Like, never stop. You don't celebrate, just keep moving. I hated that so much. I'm like, no. I might not be celebrating the next day, because the next day is just another day on the job. However, I will celebrate tonight. I will celebrate tonight. I will get absolutely fucking shit-faced in heels that are way too tall to be walking in for hours on end. I will lose my shit in the middle of a club on a guy who tries to grope me. I will get absolutely fucking blacked out.
I will go to dinner and spend way too much fucking money. I will take myself on shopping spree. I will get my nails done. I will do whatever I want to do for those next 24 hours to celebrate the fact that I did something that nobody else has been able to do. Nobody else has held the title of director of marketing at a regular exposure. Nobody's done that. I will do that. I am the first to do that. Therefore, I will celebrate the fact that I did that. I will. And you know what? I worked my ass off to do it. I worked my ass off. I've been sitting in this position and, like, actually, like, doing all the things for it to show that I deserve it for the past literal, I would say, at least 8 months. And mind you, I moved into a regular exposure with a marketing position already. I was a coordinator of marketing. So for me to be able to move into the next position of, like, director of marketing is a really big fucking deal. And it's neither here nor there. I'm excited. I gave myself my congratulations. I updated my laptop. My laptop sounded like it was at the fucking airport. Logan and I were actually joking about it. Because I was like, oh my God, this like moves so quickly. He's like, it's shocking what it does whenever it's not at an airport. And I was like, I know. But I would get like so embarrassed whenever my computer, like I'd be like talking to Jess or something. And my fucking computer would just sound like it was literally about to take off. I'm like, ugh. This is just so embarrassing. I hate it so much. And so I updated my computer, we have upgraded, she is beautiful, a nice little 14-inch MacBook Pro with so much storage, it makes me so happy, but updated her, and I got my nails done, and like, mind you, I've been really good about like watching my finances to ensure that I can do these small things for myself whenever there is an opportunity to do it, so I'm going to, and like, that's the thing I feel like people really forget about whenever it comes to celebrating is, like, usually you're prepping yourself for the celebration. Like, the reason why, like, today I got the notification that I believe Kill Bill has hit 1 billion streams. Maybe it's not Kill. Yes, I believe it's Kill Bill. Has received 1 billion streams. And they didn't just, like, wake up and, you know, oh my God, finally, a billion streams. No, they had this set. The entire, like, past 2 weeks, probably, knowing it's about to hit a billion streams. And they were just waiting for that number to hit, and I bet you they have some sort of automation to where whenever it hit, and you went on. You know what I mean? Like, we know it's coming. So for the past month, in this last contract that I secured, I did not take any of that money out of my business account, because I'm like, as soon as I get the promotion, I'm going to go upgrade my computer. I didn't want to pull any money out of my new promotion check. Also, the bitch is on salary, so your girl don't have to clock in anymore. And when I tell you, that is such a God-given gift, because I fucking hate clocking in. I think it's the most stupid thing on God's green earth. I hate it so much. I understand the point of it. I understand why I needed to do it. Like, it makes sense. But I fucking hate clocking in. And I forget to do it half the time. I have to go back and I have to, like, oh, I clocked in at this time, and manipulate my hours and have my boss approve it. And it's just ridiculous. Because she knows I work from that time to that time. However, I forgot to fucking clock in because I'm forgetful. And I used to have alarms set, but then I started coming in at 9 a.m. instead of 8 a.m. So now my 8 a.m. is my, like, wake-up alarm. My 4:30 a.m. or my 4:30 alarm is to wrap shit up. I didn't set another alarm for 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for me to clock out. I didn't think about it. Honestly, I didn't care to. Honestly, I was like, whatever. And I went on. I have to fix my hours way too fucking bad. But I say all this to say to remember to celebrate yourself, even these moments that you deem small. Like, I deem this as a small celebration. I was like, you know what, it's not like I didn't get the position that I'm going for now, because, like, the thing is, I am vying for a position above what I'm in right now, like the one I just got. So, like, I'm pushing for that up and up and up the ladder, you know what I mean? So I'm not allowing myself to really take breaks. And that way I can be in this position I want to be in. And I'm pushing this brand to be something bigger than it has ever dreamed of being. And I'm literally so fucking excited I can barely breathe. So, either here or there, that's exciting. Celebrate yourself. Don't forget to fucking celebrate yourself. In other news, we have another contract that looks like it's going to be finalized. And we're just vibing out, living our best life. So, that's great. We love to see it. We've really just been vibing out, having a time. As for a regular exposure, we have a drop on Monday. This podcast goes live on Sunday. I'm currently recording it Saturday night. So, y'all will get to see the drop Monday morning at 9 a.m. unless you decide to become a VIP, which, like, period, you should, because I have worked my ass off on that program, and she's beautiful. So, you're more than welcome to become a VIP and get early access. However, you choose what you want to fucking do. I don't care. neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. A regular exposure is having a great drop. It is absolutely fucking phenomenal. It's one of the best teases we've had in a minute. So I'm very, very excited about this drop. And the heat is going to keep coming. This isn't an ad for a regular exposure, as they do not pay me to do ads. However, I will say that I will always rep one of my favorite brands, and that is a regular exposure. I'm so obsessed with her. I love her more than I love myself. I can't get over it. I can't get over it. I fucking love her. So, neither here nor there. Drop on Monday, and we will continuously be pushing out drops, be pushing out releases, and that has been so much fun. I tell you, this position getting more busy has been an absolute blast for me. I know that soon I will have a team that will be able to kind of take stuff from me because I have an assistant starting on Monday. I'm super excited about that. But I will have a team that will kind of like pull things away from me. I'll be able to focus more. I'm really excited about that, but I'm so excited for chaos. I love a good chaotic work environment, like a structured chaos. You know what I mean? Like, busy season is my favorite season, and I love it when my busy season never stops. And that is how I feel right now in my position, and I haven't gotten to feel this way in a hot second. Until like TFA had started to pick up, not last year, but the year before. Whenever TFA was really picking up the summer of 2021, that shit was so much fun, and I'm in that same sort of position right now where it's literally just so much fucking fun. I have fun every single day of my job. I work almost 7 days a week at this point with no remorse. I love what I do every single day. I wake up, I love what I do. I like how I do it. I like how I move. I like how I speak. I like the professionalism I have, but I also like the casualness that I bring into this job. I like that I'm not super stuffy, but I know how to dress. I love my fucking life right now. I also am so excited because I have a couple friends coming down, supposed to be, next weekend. Anything may arise. There's literally no telling. But as of this moment, they are coming next weekend. Logan is one of them. He's going to be very excited when he listens to this podcast and realizes that I dropped his name because he knows that's a big deal because I don't name drop super frequently unless you've been in my life for a while or unless you're important to me. And he has been in my life since April, I believe. I believe it's April. So we're sitting at about 2 months that I've known this man. So he's a gem and a half. I won't have him on this podcast, so that's not a stress. Honestly, it'll probably have to be a man I'm marrying before I have somebody like that on my podcast, because straight up, I was thinking about it, and one of my favorite podcasters of all time, Peyton Sargent, she has a podcast. I love her so much. However, I do believe that her and her boyfriend broke up, and that's so sad. Like, I hate it whenever people break up, because it's like, damn, you really wanted something to work, you know? Like, and, you know, you could tell that they loved each other, but you could also tell that they just didn't have the same end goals. He's a professional baseball player, she's an influencer, she loved Los Angeles. She could never really be in Los Angeles because he was a baseball player and wasn't working in Los Angeles. So it was just like a lot of, you could tell that she wasn't necessarily the happiest anymore. And I hate that, because, like, you want to be happy with the person that makes you happiest, and yet sometimes the situation just doesn't allow. Timing's a bitch. Fucking sucks. Neither here nor there, I refuse to bring a man on my podcast until they're my husband for that pure fact alone. I would hate the idea of having to break to you guys that, like, oh, me and so-and-so broke up. Like, I already have to do that. Like, I already talk about them enough that y'all know this. And so it just kind of sucks. Like, I don't want to have to, like, do one of those, oh, I hate the influencer breakup videos where you see them online and they're like, we feel like we should tell you guys because, like, y'all are a massive part of our lives, and it's just this whole thing, and then they have to, like, break up their following. It breaks my heart. It absolutely fucking breaks my heart. So I refuse. Even if I become, like, a multi-million-dollar influencer, you will not catch me introducing my boyfriend until they are my husband. Like, introducing them in the regard of them being included in my content, like, nah, you don't get to build with me until you are with me. You know? I just don't feel like it's right. Neither here nor there. Logan is around. There's nothing solidified. There is nothing. Your girl's still single, okay? But Logan is around, and I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it. Neither here nor there. Him and his best friend are supposed to be in Los Angeles next weekend. And next weekend is also Juneteenth, to anybody that knows. Which means it's a federally recognized holiday, finally, and it means you should be off Monday. If you're not, throw a fucking fit. I'm sorry, but we need to celebrate the fact that America got their shit together for a hot second. So, neither here nor there, I'm very, very excited for them to come down. I haven't seen them since him and I met. He's actually in the military, so he is in a different state at the moment. So I have only seen him via FaceTime for the past 2 months. I would also like to preface the fact that this man did not kiss me at the end of the first date, and if he's listening to this podcast, he's fully aware of how much he regrets that decision. But neither here nor there. We have been talking very consistently. I'm very excited to see him again and see his friend. I met her via FaceTime. She is a gym and a half. I adore her. We're supposed to go out on Saturday for brunch. We've talked about hikes. We've talked about all kinds of stuff, and I'm just very excited to be in their presence. They are two people that do make me very happy. So I'm very excited. I also just have a packed schedule in regards to this week. I have my assistant starting at a regular exposure. I'm fucking freaking out. Anybody that knows me knows how much I've been struggling with my workload and how I've just needed some help. And it's not that I've been struggling with the fact that I can't handle it. It's just I don't sleep anymore. And it's not that I don't love what I do. I just don't sleep anymore. And it really did start to burn me out heavy. So I'm very happy that God has given us the opportunity to be able to hire an assistant at a regular exposure. And I'm super excited. She'll be my right hand. And I cannot wait to train someone like that. I also have a new business venture I've been working on. It's been a lot of fun. However, I have been kind of giving it the back burner while I get everything solidified over at a regular exposure, get her handled to where I have a little bit more freedom, and then I'm able to move forward with her a little bit better. I also have gotten back in my reading bag. Oh, my God, guys. If you love a good happy ending, but all the chaos in between, you want to feel it in your soul, I'm begging for you to pick up a Lucy Squirt book. I'm begging. Bias Red is the one I just finished, and it's really good. I finished it in, I think, like 4 days. I read that bitch very, very quickly. I think I started it last weekend, and I just finished it today. Like, I have been freaking the fuck out over this book. It's so good. It's so good. It's a very, very good book. I'm obsessed with it. Neither here nor there. If you love a good, like these books are so feel-good. Like, I have to have a happy ending. I don't like sad endings. They make my heart hurt. And at the end of it, like, I do believe even death is a happy ending. Like, it's supposed to end, and that's the beauty of it. But it should end in the happiest way possible because you made the decision to make you happiest, you know? And so I just kind of like to live vicariously through these characters. And so I remember, like, I was reading the first book that I ever read by her, which is, like, Things We Hide from the Dark or some shit like that. I can't remember. Or The Things We Keep from the Light. That seems right. Things We Hide from the Light. Something like that. I don't know. But neither here nor there. Lucy Score. She is a gym and a half. If you love a good book that has a great happy ending but also has a ton of real-life chaos, like, this is shit that would happen in real life, you know? And I don't want to tell you any of the, like, shit that happens in real life because, like, that shit happens in real life. And not to mention, I don't want to spoil the book if you do decide you want to read it. So Lucy Score by a thread I have read. And then she also has this book, and it's got, like, daisies on the front cover, and it's blue. It's very popular on BookTok. It's very, very good. She has the sequel out right now, too. It's pink with the daisies, and it's very, very good as well. So I suggest reading that if you would like. Don't feel like you have to, but it's very, very good. I love it so much. Those are books that I would honestly read again. Even Bias Red, I would probably read that one again. Like, it was good. And I'm not a big, like, double book reader. I don't care to read books twice. I feel like it's unnecessary. Like, I know the story. I probably know it better than what I should. Also, All the Bright Places. If you have not read that book yet, shame on you. Like, you have to read that fucking book. It is so, so good. So good. Like, I cannot describe how good it is. So good. You have to read that book. Trigger warning, it does talk about suicide. And it also talks about, like, some heavy love stuff. So if you're not into that, you probably shouldn't read that. But it's very, very good. It's about two teenagers. They fall in love. And they're dealing with mental health issues and stuff like that together. But, yeah, very, very good. Those are my book recommendations right now. There is one other one that if you are in the mood for just an absolute fucking thriller, I can't remember, the name of it. Oh my God, I'll have to remember next time, but it's very, very good. There's pictures of chalk on the cover and a bullet going through the chalk, because it's actually, trigger warning, about a school shooting, but it's very, very, very good. I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me. I've got all these different titles, and I'm trying to put it on the front of the book, and none of them are right. But anyways, yes, I've been back in my book bag. I am about 30 behind on the goal that I wanted. I wanted to read 100 books this year. However, I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'm going to be closer to 50. I've read 7 books so far in 2023, and with my schedule, I deem that a very big fucking deal, because I am about to set up in Malibu and work for about probably 2 hours. My goal is to be here until, like, 12:31, and get some stuff finished out, at least get everything kind of prepped for me to be able to go home and finish everything up, or at least finish the really pressing stuff up, you know? Like, I've got my you have to do right now, and I want to make sure that they get done. So I'm going to probably do those up here, and then I'm going to go home, and my goal is to get stuff done until probably about 3 in the morning, knock myself the fuck out, be asleep until probably 9 or 10, and then get up. I've got a few other things I need to do. I got to go in the office and handle a couple things. I have a stylist meeting on Monday, so just kind of prep myself for the rest of the week, get everybody ready to go, prep for the launch itself, and on our merry way, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a very busy weekend. I've learned that my weekends are full of being busy, and I'm very excited to be back here. However, I've also been really big on taking care of myself. Friday, we actually had a photo shoot late night on Thursday. So since I worked a couple hours overtime, I ended up actually starting a little later on Friday. I slept until literally 10 minutes before I had to clock in, and I answered emails from my bed, handled a couple things from my bed, and then I went to the flower district, and I bought some flowers for one of my friends who's graduating, Sarah. She is graduating from her bachelor's degree, and I was unable to make it to her graduation party due to aforementioned being so busy, and so I ended up just, like, sending her a little, or I didn't send her, I actually purchased some tulips. Tulips are said to be meant for congratulations, and so I purchased some tulips, and I put together a little vase and bouquet for her, wrote a card, dropped it at her front door. She was there, so I was able to give her a quick hug and tell her congratulations and that I love her. And then I was on my weary way to the office, actually fucking sprinting to the office to sign some papers. So it's been absolutely insane this week, this weekend, and it's not going to get any less insane, and I'm literally so excited. I'm so happy that it's not getting any less insane. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard anybody smile through the phone on how fucking excited they are for the fact that they are getting to be so busy they can barely breathe. It's my happiest thing. I love it so much. It actually eats me out real bad. Real, real bad. I love it so much. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just really happy right now. I don't really have any complaints. I don't have anything to be upset about. I am happier than I've been in a hot second, and I was thinking about that. Like, my friend invited me, Jess, who is definitely listening to this podcast, she invited me to go to dinner next Sunday with her friend and, I believe her boyfriend, if I understood correctly, and her, obviously. But we're going to Saddle Ranch, I believe, and Saddle Ranch, I've only been one time, and I didn't like it. So I'm very excited to try again because everybody else loves it and I don't understand the hype. So I want to love it. I just want to love it so badly. And so neither here nor there, I'm very excited. There's so much to celebrate just living life in general. And I haven't been in this mood of just like, I just want to live. I just want to fucking scream. I just want to get so excited. I'm literally so fucking elated to be alive. And I haven't felt that way in a hot second. There's been a lot of just, like, emotions as of recently where I have not been able to properly get them out. I've been sad. I've been lonely. I've been missing some people out of my past life. And this has been difficult. It's been kind of difficult. But I've had some great people around me that have helped me get through it, even if they don't realize they've done anything to get me through it. Even if I haven't expressed the frustration that I've had in my own emotions, as well as just, like, working and trying to make something of myself, these people might not realize how much they've helped, but they've helped thoroughly. I've had my therapy sessions with Jess on my hikes where I'm just like, so this is what I'm thinking, and I just go off. I've had my FaceTime calls with Logan, and he's been a beautiful little listening ear. I've appreciated it thoroughly. I've had moments where I just don't want to think about anything, and I can call anybody in my contact list, and I know they are just going to want to chat about how I'm doing in life in general. I am just loving my life right now. let's talk about Scar. I almost forgot about her. Scarlett has been going through it, this poor baby. I feel so bad for her. Anybody that knows me knows that I have a 2015 Chevrolet Camaro, and she is my beauty, my grace, everything in God's eye, I believe, is made in this car. I love my car. I love her so much. And she knows how much I love her. I can't handle the fact how much I love her. I'm obsessed with her. So neither here nor there, I love her thoroughly. Thoroughly, thoroughly. I brought her from Arkansas, right? So that means I have to, what am I trying to say? Oh, I'm having to register my car in California now because my parents, they paid it off and gave it to me as a graduation present. And so my parents, whenever they paid it off, obviously had to sign it over to me. And so when they signed it over to me, I'm unable to be insured in the state of Arkansas with car insurance anymore. So I'm actually only able to be insured in California since they realized this is now my permanent residence after graduation. So I am unable to be insured in Arkansas, so from there, I've now been tossed over to California. So I had to file for some insurance, then they needed some documentation showing that I actually was not at fault for a wreck that was a hit and run, so that was a whole thing. It's been an absolute nightmare trying to get that handled. I'm technically covered, but not really at the same time. It's actually a big fucking mess, and I'm just not willing to deal with it because I got 90 days, so I'm definitely going to call them around day 45. neither here nor there. I have my next issue, which was smog check. So in the state of California, you have to pass a smog check, and then you also have to have a vehicle verification. And so I have to verify that this vehicle is actually what I say it is, and that I'm trying to register a car that is not here in the state of California, yada, yada, blah, blah. I think 5 seconds. You just got to pull up to the DMV and do it. But I was in the DMV the other day, and I was there for about 3 hours. 2 hours, just about. It took me forever to fucking get there and forever to get home, but I definitely was only there for about 2 hours, and I got everything handled for the most part. Unfortunately, she doesn't pass smog right now, so as of Monday at 8 a.m., I have to go in and see if she can pass smog in hopes that she passes smog, and if she doesn't, then we have problems, and I have to fix something else, and I'm out of money for the most part, so I hope that there's nothing else and that she's fixed. So neither here nor there, I am hopeful to pass smog on Monday, and then I'm able to go and actually finish the registration of my car. So I have another 60 days to pass. I have another 60 days to get everything handled. I've got until, I believe, August to get everything handled. Thank God they allowed me to do that. However, the registration, fun fact, in California, if you are having to register a car in California, you only have 20 days to register your car, not 30 like it is in every other state. Don't ask me why. California's fucking weird. We already knew this. So I unfortunately missed the date to actually register my car. So I had to pay a late fee, which was really frustrating. It was I ended up spending about $500-some-odd by the time I was done. $428 by the time I was done. And, you know, that's really not bad for registering a whole-ass car, but it was a severe pain in the ass to do even that. So, neither here nor there, we've made it, we've survived, thank Jesus. And we are going to be able to register our car in the state of California. She's going to get some beautiful, beautiful little plates here soon, and I'm really stoked about it. I'm actually really, really, really excited about it. So yeah, I think that's my update on everything. I am a very happy camper right now. I am living my little girly pop life, having an absolute time. You can probably even tell in my voice, I'm just not down. I'm just really happy. I'm a happy person right now, and that hasn't happened in a minute. So very happy to be here. Very happy to be involved. However, I'm kind of hungry, so I'm trying to decide if, I'm going to eat. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to work. And then I'm probably going to grab food on the way back home. However, I don't know what I'm going to grab because I'm trying to be decently healthy. However, Taco Bell sounds like it's fucking slap right now. So that's fun. I don't know. We'll decide. But also, no, I definitely had $5 yesterday. But the thing is, I am terrible. I will spend $50 on fucking delivery if that means I don't have to get out of my bed. So My girl has been splurging a little bit whenever it comes to delivery, and it's really just because I don't have the time or the energy to cook or go to the grocery store. My mom actually had mentioned the other day, she's like, do you have any groceries in your house? I'm like, I believe I have carrots and wine once again. But I lied because I do have, like, some greens and stuff like that. Like, I have some salads. I have some prep for salads. Like, I have some beneficial things, but I just have not been using them. Neither here nor there. I'm going to end the podcast here. It was great catching up with you guys. I hope that y'all are doing absolutely fucking phenomenal. I love you dearly. I hope you have a great day, week, whatever it may be, and I will chat with you soon. Bye-bye.